radio or by the internet. Depends on how you're doing it, huh? Amen. This is a beautiful day. And we have come to worship God. And people that are watching by other means, I trust that you will worship God with us also, that we may lift up our hands to Him. That's what we do. We lift our hands up. In this church, we praise the Lord. We talk in tongues. Amen. Somebody says, you believe that? I know so. Have you never experienced it? It is a gift from God and is forever Christian. When I read my Bible, I said, when I read my Bible and I'm looking at it, it's a great Bible. A lot of people don't like the Bible use. A lot of people don't like the name of the church. But that's their problem. That's not mine. Amen. I use an accurate translation of the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning we're going to be discussing a few things. Before we get started, this is the Holy Ghost Fire Church. Amen. I am Pastor Hope. And this is a great church. I call it great. Look, we're in the French Camp community. You know, that's about a mile and a half outside of Stockton, being about 3 miles or so from Antigua, about a couple little ways from Lathrop. We're in a driving distance of Modesto. We're in a driving distance of Escalon all the way around, even Tracy. And people say, I was a little far to go. May I ask you a question? How many works in the Bay Area? You don't find that a hard thing to do, or how to get there, or what you should do. Amen. So as I said, this is the Word of God. Father, we ask Thee from this Word and from Your Holy Spirit. And Father, we ask Thee to enlighten us, open the hearts of individuals that they can come to know Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. As important as are the 9 gifts of the Spirit, or the blessing you receive from church, or listen to some kind of music, you'll have to always remember the most important thing is the Lord Jesus Christ. I said the most important thing for you to remember is that. Don't glory in some experience you had over there. Now, I'll tell you, I have been baptized in the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to tell you, baptized in the Holy Ghost doesn't save you. You have to be saved before you can receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. So this morning, as I'm sitting here and I'm looking at my Bible, amen. I do carry a black Bible. I have a red Bible, but I carry a black Bible. I'd like you to turn with me just for a few moments to 2 Timothy. And we're going to be looking at chapter 2 in 2 Timothy. And I will be reading from verse 13. If we believe not, now that's a hard statement, if we believe not. Yet He abided faithful. A lot of things Christians today don't believe. But no matter what, because you haven't been taught the Word of God, you haven't been instructed in the way of God, and even at our hard things that we meet certain Christians, they have trouble and don't seem like they can agree with this Christian or that Christian. Even though you might be wrong in a few areas, the Bible said He is faithful. He cannot deny Himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearer. A lot of people are dropping out of church, they say today. Well, I look at it this way. You have to be saved before you can ever drop out. Most people just leave because they're not converted. Being converted is a very important thing. It's not just enough to walk down this here aisle of this church, shake a preacher's hand, because I say, come on up and you can go to heaven. All you got to come up and say two or three words after me. You can say all the words you want after you. I didn't say a bunch of words when the Lord saved my soul. I sat on the back row of a little church. I heard the gospel, 22 years old, and for the first time, I heard the gospel. Now, I sat in a lot of different churches, different denominations, and I listened to what they had to say. But I realized that I never was saved. Nobody ever preached about the essential things that need for me to hear to get saved. Somebody said, you must have been dense, preacher. Well, I learned a lot about Texas. I learned a lot about watermelons. I learned a lot about how to raise some garden or something like that. But my friend, them things won't get you to heaven. You hear what I said? Those things won't get you to heaven at all. So I looked at it. So words are very important. The Bible said in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by its right, by the Word of God. Now, it's been a long time, and nobody probably knows who Jim Jones is. Jim Jones was a false prophet. There's a lot of false prophets in the land today. And people run to them. They say, ooh, they know something I don't know. Woo, woo, woo. Well, I want to tell you, if you want to know what they know, pick up your Bible and read it. I said, I recommend it highly. Get yourself a King James Bible. Oh, somebody said, oh, I don't want to hear that. Well, you can call me whatever you want, but those saying it, don't call me late for lunch. Amen. Anyway, Jim Jones would take a Bible, and he had a big congregation, 900 and some people, and you can know about them because they all went down to South America, and they all killed themselves. They got killed. Jim Jones killed them. Because they quibbled over words. He did not believe in Jesus saving you. A lot of people today don't think Jesus does the final work. You got to do this here. You got to do that. They got a lot. What did a text say? Striving about words. You understand what I'm saying? Striving about words, about doctrine and what they believe. Doctrine, correct doctrine, is very important. As I said, I sat on the back row of a little country church and heard the gospel preach. I didn't know that Jesus Christ died for me. I said I did not know that. My wife, she was a good Baptist. And all the time we were married, she never said nothing about it. She said, Bill, let's go to church. I get up and I said, okay, we'd go to church. We'd take the kids and we'd go to church. It was a thing I did. You know, you want to please your wife. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In my case, my wife was very lucky because I'm not saying that I was somebody special, but as a rule, somebody that is not saved, and mostly the head of the family, will take a person that knows Jesus out of the church and go the opposite way. And I heard a sermon. You can start out right and end up wrong. And that is very true. That's where you hear a lot of people winding up to. Now, I can look at the Baptists. I can look at the Pentecostal. I can look at the charismatic. I can look at the apostolic. And they all have something. But my friend, you have to have one thing in common with them all. You might strive over words. You follow what I'm saying? People bicker all the time, but they can't agree on certain things. Christian church says you got to be water baptized in order to be saved. Apostolic said you can't be saved unless you do blah, 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 in their formula, which they didn't come until 19-something. But as I looked at it, I could see it. Amen. Ah, ha, ha, ha. 1914 in a camp meeting of an assembly of God. I didn't know nothing. All I knew that Jesus Christ, I sat that night when Jerry Fleming preached that revival meeting, I sat there, and for the first time, somebody told me that Jesus died for my sins. While I still was a sinner, that I didn't have to go to hell. So everybody said, now you got us in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And we had read those verses. Look at verse 15. This is a very important verse for you to get. Instead of bickering about words, you need to do this. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightfully, you hear that? Rightfully dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. So, the Lord saved my soul and I picked up my Bible and I had a lot of time, I will sit and I'll look at it, I'll read it. It will say, study to show yourself approved. Who am I studying to show myself approved? Am I studying to show myself approved to other denominations? Or am I studying to show my wife, hey, guess what? I know this. I know more than the preacher. Most people think they know more than the preacher already. But study to show yourself approved. And so when I started studying the Bible, I started learning of several things. And then somebody said, you can't get saved unless you come this way. Well, when I looked at it and I thought about it, how do you get saved? How do you get saved? How did Jesus say it? Well, Jesus talking about in John chapter 6. And I'm going to read here in verse 64. And there were some of you that believed not. You'll find that in every church. There are always some people. They come down, they'll say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, but I don't believe that. No, I don't believe that. Believe not. So, I mean, you can walk down the aisle. I have, even as a little boy, walked down the aisle. But all the time I walk down, nobody still ever, I could have been saved probably at 5 years old. But nobody wanted to tell me about it. You know, my parents were good Pentecostals. But most people don't discuss salvation with their kids. They think, well, I'll leave them home and they can make up their own mind. Do you make up your own mind, really? Never, never, never. You'll go to work, they'll tell you to be there at 6 o'clock in the morning or midnight or whatever, and you will show up. Even if you have to drive through the fog because you can't even see the white line in front of your car. But you won't drive 2 blocks to go to church in the fog. So, when I looked at it and I understood from this partial of Scripture why I never really got saved. I never heard the Word of God. God didn't talk to me. He talked to me that night. The Bible says here they talk about it. I said, All right, we're going to come on down. believe not. And who shall what? Who should betray him? When I looked at it and I was thinking about it, Lord, what am I talking about? I keep looking at this verse 65. And he said, that's Jesus. Therefore I say unto you. Now he's talking to you out there, children. Are you a child of God? This book is addressed to you and you. And you out there watching, you need to have more and more of this inside of you. That no man can come unto me. Now, Jesus did tell Thomas, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and nobody comes unto the Father but by me. But in order for you to come to the Father, listen here, except it were given to him by my Father. So I looked at it and I thought about it this way. In 1964, I sat on the back row of a little country church. Little country Southern Baptist church, to be precise. I was licensed there to preach in that church and minister in that church. I preached around all over the area and stuff. But that night, God the Holy Spirit convicted me. Boy, you must have been a bad person. No, I wasn't a bad person. I didn't drink. I really didn't cuss. I didn't steal. I paid my taxes. I went to the store. Good, upright, moral. I could look at the deacons in a lot of the churches and say, I lived better than they did. But that won't get me to heaven. That night sat there, the Father talked to me. Jesus said, I'm the way and the truth. But as I looked at it again, I was looking at it, Jesus met a man called Nicodemus. What did he tell Nicodemus? I'm not going to go into the story. You must be born again. That's one of the hardest statements for people to grasp. How can we be born again? What is the benefit of the Christian life? There are benefits of the Christian life. Once you turn your life over to God, He has convicted you. And Manus used to say, the little doodads on the back of your neck, otherwise the hairs on your head stand up. And that because the Holy Ghost is talking to you. He's talking to a dead spirit inside of you. A dead spirit originally was alive when Adam, until he sinned, but in that, not the message today. And that night I realized the only reason I'm going to go to hell or anybody in the world is because you won't accept God's Son. I said, there's only one way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. There's no other way to the Father but through Jesus Christ. You hear what I said? No other way. Now, how did Jesus pay for this price? It cost, I'm going to say it, it cost God everything. I have a son, and if my son went and died or done something for something, it cost for him, it would cost me everything that I ever had, because I would give everything I had to keep my son alive. You understand what I'm saying? Or my daughter. But we are only human beings. But because of a little simple three-letter word, S-I-N. Most people's problems today is not stress, it's not this, it's sin. It's the devil wanting to kill you so you won't never hear about the Word of God. And before you can hear the Word of God, before the Holy Ghost can operate within your life, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Some translations say by faith, by coming out of the words of Christ, which we talk about the words of Christ. So I looked at it. I talked about benefits. Well, me and my wife, we're just very struggling. Well, she's a good Christian. I'm a new Christian. I had my Bible. I was irrigating instead of on a ranch, making that time $1 an hour. $1 an hour. And they expect you to be able to go to rent a house, buy a car, all hogwash. I worked at a cannery, made more money than that. So I would open it up, sitting in the field, and I would read it, and I would scratch my head, and I said, well, you know. So I go home, and I said, honey, what did this mean? And she'll look at me, and she said, yeah. So I looked at it, and I thought about, what is this thing called tithing and giving? That's a bad word in the church. Most people, they don't want to. There's that poor buffalo on the nickel. They squeeze it so tight, that buffalo go, moo. They don't want to let go. But as long as they hang on to it, guess what? They will not be blessed. Once my wife explained it to me, and she and me, because we got married, I said, we got married, I told her, I'll go make the money, and you're in charge one, you pay the bills and buy the groceries, I go with you, but you know, you all that kind of stuff you talk about. And guess what? Things got better and better and better. I thought, now I look back and I said, my goodness, I should have got saved when the Lord should have saved me when I was 5 years old. And I've been way ahead, you know what I mean? But a lot of people don't like that. They think this, I hear them preach, this is money, 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 man. Money, money, money. My name is Jimmy. Give me everything. Or Johnny or whatever. But when I looked at it and I began to figure out that God loved me, then I learned something else from the book. I'm an adopted son, not from my parents, from God. God, that night, sitting on the back row of a little tiny country Baptist church, I got adopted. Now, what is a good sign of being born again, washed in the blood of Jesus? Amen. One, God paid everything. He sent His Son to this earth. And He sent this Son to this earth. And when I was set out there and I would look at it and I would think about it, I said, man, you know, that's great. He sent His Son down here for me. I didn't think about my wife. I didn't think about my mother. I didn't think about my father, my uncles and stuff. They're saved. But nobody ever told me about getting saved. And that's the way 90% of the Christians are. Hello? You don't like that, do you? Well, I figure they ought to make their own choice. And I said a while ago, do they? They go to school. Uh-huh. They go to the doctor. They go to the dentist. They don't have no choice in it. They go. And then you got the government. And I'll tell you, it's bad when you can look at your payroll check and the government takes half of your check away from you. You can make $1,200 every 2 weeks and you only get $580. And they're going to raise taxes? Come on. But it's just saying, God started to bless that. Even with the government ripping you off, God started to bless that and give you better jobs. Benefits. There are a lot of benefits. But the biggest benefit that when I look at it, and it did prosper, we did have this, and we did make well in the world, for what some people say. I looked at it and I thought about it. And I was reading in the field and I was thinking, what in the world does this word mean? They were snatched. They were caught. Suddenly. And then I started rightfully dividing the word of truth. I started to learn things I didn't know. And so as I was looking at it and I was thinking about it, hello, I was reading right here and we talked about this. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the life, I'm the truth, you know, in verse 6. And Jesus said unto him, I am the way. Not maybe the way. Maybe the Muslim has no. The Muslim is not going to make it to heaven. Buddhists are not going to make it to heaven. Hinduism not going to make it to heaven. Somebody said, you're narrow-minded, preacher. No. Read the book. So now, I want to go to heaven someday, but 90%, but not today. Well, you don't know when you'll go to heaven. You could walk out and get hit by a car or get in a car accident or something, and pew, you won't go to heaven if you're saved. Remember where he had taught school, and there was a 7-Eleven right across the street. Lanes away. Carrying beer, so you know he didn't go to heaven. But Jesus gave promises, and some people say, well, you know, I verse that chapter 14 of John. It means a lot. Listen, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. So it's not enough just believe in God. Everybody believes in something. But you have to believe in the Son of God. This is the price. Jesus died on the cross for you to go to heaven. For you to receive blessings from God. You hear what I'm saying? For you to receive blessing from God. Everybody wants a blessing, but they don't want to give nothing to get a blessing. In my Father's house are many, what? Mansions. Now, if you're going to read a false mansion, you want to live in a room? Or would you rather live in a mansion? Or would you rather live in just a shack or a cabin? Or would you rather live in a mansion? Heaven has a big mansion called New Jerusalem. And as I looked at it, and I thought, wow. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. So Jesus is making intercession for me. He's making intercession for everybody. But he's building us a mansion. You might live in a shack down here, honey, but when you get up there, you're not going to live in no shack. You'll live in a mansion. God provide that for you. Benefits. You want to talk about benefits? You can't get any bigger benefits than that. If I go, here it goes, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. My Bible tells me Jesus is sitting right now and building a mansion, but also at the right hand of the Father. A lot of people don't realize when everything's over, according to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Jesus, after the millennium, I said, after the millennium, Jesus is going to turn everything back to the Father. It's in the Bible. It's plain. It is clear what it talks about. He's there. So now I know he's going to do. Well, somebody said, you don't understand. Are you talking about being raptured, snapped, or whatever? Yeah, I'm talking about that being suddenly taken out. Well, somebody said, you haven't read your Bible very well, boy. And usually when you hear that, I know what's going to come next. You always have somebody. Have you ever read in John chapter 16, verse 33? And I said, yep. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But now let's clarify that. He's not talking about the great tribulation. Do you have tribulation in the world today, Christians? Yes, you do. People will persecute you on your job. People will not give you raises on your job because you're a Christian. We went through a little thing not too long ago, and Christians that want to serve God, work God, they got punished for it by the state, by everybody else. But the ones that didn't bow their knee, and this church did not bow it knee. So we had a little, it's not the great tribulation. I'd rather do that and everything. Somebody. Now, what is the benefit? So when I looked at it, I thought about benefits. And well, there's some benefits. Somebody say, you really believe? The Bible not talking about it, they'll say. I want to read in 2 Thessalonians, and I'm going to look at verse 1. This might be a little bit long. Paul, Silvanus, Timothy, unto the church of the Thessalonians, in God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. So let me ask you a question. Is there only one there, or is there two there? That's a simple question. If I say peace and my son says peace, they're not one. There's two of us. So he's talking to the church, and what he's telling the church, God the Father and God the Son. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren. I thank people in here that have accepted Jesus Christ. We're brothers and we're sisters. And we have one goal, and that is to see souls saved, brought into the family of God, see them get baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in the wonderful name of Jesus, and see them get baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of talking in tongues. Now, well, so some people don't get to talk in tongues, but that's because they all need to talk in tongues. So I'm looking at it, and it's talking about it. But then I got looking at chapter 2. And chapter 2 is a very important chapter. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So now we know he's coming. And Paul said, and reason this second letter was pinned down, because there are a bunch of nuts running around telling them this already happened and wasn't this or that, or telling them, you know, blah, 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 and all. Give them a lot of nonsense. And by our gathering together unto him. You don't see that. You don't hear Paul's not talking about that in the book of Revelation. He's talking about to the Thessalonians. We're going to be gathered unto him. So he's talking about the rapture of the church. That ye may not be soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us. So people was counterfeiting letters about Paul. So we have a lot of phony manuscripts running around because they're making their own story up. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away from the church. I mean, I used to hear this all the time. People run, going to be a great falling away. Hey, it's been a great falling away ever since walked this earth. Judas fell away. Demas fell away. So where's the great falling away? It's all around. But he's not talking about that. You got looking at this and starts checking into it. Except, and we'll read it again. It said what? Letters of... Let no man deceive you, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Now listen to it. That word, John R. Rice, other well-funded, that word is snatched. So, who's going to be took out? It's not falling away. It's gone. Gone. A very important verse for you. Because if you read on down, as you look at it, falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed. So there's only one thing on this earth holding the Antichrist. Hello? Rising to power is not the fault, it's the catching away of the church. The church will leave the restraining order that is holding him and Satan work back is the devil. No, it's the church, the body of Christ. So if you're doing your job, you're going to be took out and you're not going to go through the tribulation. Amen. The son of perdition, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he, as God, set it in the temple. Now, I know that already, but time run out. The rapture of the church is a benefit, and is only a benefit if you've been born again. My question, are you born again? Do you know Jesus? My mother and my father and my wife are all with Jesus now. Thessalonians said that. The dead and people say, see, they're dead. No. You read it very carefully in Thessalonians. When God come back, they come with Him. They're already there. That's benefits. Oral Roberts said, if we have to go through the tribulation, kill me now. That's a good thing. I want to tell you that I love God. And God is everything. So let us bow our heads this morning. Father, we ask Thee, and if people don't know You, we ask that they'll come to know You. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.